Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png.
Yo, what the?
Oh, he had to save himself with the wada because he almost said yo.
Yo, welcome to BigSoftTitty.png, the only podcast where Tom Walker and Demi Lardner are on it all the time and can't be kicked off.
And the only podcast where Tom will say yo and realize he's not allowed to say yo and either follow up with what's up or another yo to denote his favorite time of stringed toy.
I do love that thing. Best thing about the yo-yo, putting it down. I love it when it fully extends.
What?
Then it comes back to me. I'm like, okay, well, now I get to do my favorite thing again, so that's all right.
When it goes down and I'm like, great, that's where I wanted it, and then it comes back up, I'm like, fucking clingy.
Yeah.
And I put the yo-yo into boyfriend prison.
Yeah. You put the yo-yo down and then it's like, okay, you're obsessed with me much?
You're obsessed with me and we need time apart.
It's a real strange era.
And I'm only friends with my work colleague, Craig.
It's a real strange. Yeah, that Craig has been getting very close to you, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Close to my pussy.
Mm.
Where he puts him.
Yeah. Hey, I've been looking for a place to store this dick of mine. You got any holes?
I've got several holes.
Holding
but,
his hat in between his hands.
In between ringing it.
Excuse me, miss. Me and the lads were talking about this dick of mine that we've been trying to find a place to hide for a while. not long, but we was wondering if your pussy was open, we could, I don't know, it feels stupid for asking.
My dick just needs a place for the night, you know, to get out of the rain.
I just feel like I shouldn't be alone right now.
Craig, have you clocked in or?
Yeah.
So you're going to have those files for me today? Or?
Yeah, you know it. He's working at the file forgery.
Yes.
He's tipping a big vat of molten, like slag metal into a mold that makes a PDF or that, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
He walks to work completely clean shaven, is given stubble and some coal to rub on his face.
Yeah. He clocks in, attaches the suspenders part of his pants.
Yes.
Yeah. colors in his white collar to blue.
Yes.
Oh, well, now time to fill out that spreadsheet.
Yeah, Craig's hot.
Craig's hot. He's got that vibe about him. That vibe, they're like, oh, Craig.
Ooh, it's a Craig.
I want to fuck you like an American fucks your name.
Mm.
Real strangely.
Hello, Craig.
Yeah.
Craig, why are you so attractive?
I think it's because he's got clearly a great job at the spreadsheet factory.
Yeah.
You know, he's ambitious.
Yeah.
He works hard. But he also isn't afraid to have fun. Like when he gets home, he clocks off, obviously, and then he'll go home, take his shoes off, and then pour a giant pot of boiling molten slag into a whiskey mold and have one of those.
And then, you know, he'll take his wife mold and find the molten slag to pour into that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what a day.
No, honey. I'm sorry. Can I rub your feet?
And he takes the wife rubbing foot mold and he pours slag in that.
Yeah.
Under the couch.
You wouldn't believe the day I've had.
Craig, you're so hot.
So,
do you like Craig?
I like the idea of me understanding good, honest work only as some guy pulling a thing that goes, and then pouring slag into a mold.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we do at the Comedy Factory as well.
Mm.
Got to make a mold of your joke.
Yeah. Got to work the joke out backwards, come up with the punchline first, then the premise, because when you make the mold, it has to be opposite.
Yes.
It's like laying type.
Yeah, so it's at the top. So you start the joke at the top as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Demi, I got a thing for us.
No.
Okay.
I want to talk about Craig. So he comes home, takes off his shoes, takes the shoe off the end of his penis because it's as big as a leg.
Yeah.
Pours the
Yeah, you always know Craig's coming because of that distinctive thump-thump-thump. Thump-thump-thump.
Thump-thump-thump. Thump-thump-thump. Man, you remember that old joke? This one genuinely used to make me laugh that my dad used to tell me.
Yeah.
He was like, what goes 99 clomp?
What?
A centipede with a wooden leg.
Stupid.
Oh, man.
He gets home.
Craig's wife's name, though. I want to know more about her as well. It seems like Melinda.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
You think Melinda?
Melinda, Craig's wife, also, as a name.
Melinda, Craig's wife? Is that what you're saying?
That's her family name. Happy coincidence.
Yeah. But Craig's last name is Melinda's husband. So Melinda's married name is Melinda's husband.
Yeah. Which is great because it does sound incredibly Nordic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And does Melinda have a job?
I think Melinda mainly is a stay-at-home wife, but by that I mean she stays in a bucket of molten slag.
So can he repurpose?
And I'm so sorry. Maybe we should emphasize molten metal, not.
But she is one though.
No, she's a slut.
But does he repurpose the solid wives? Does he melt them back down again?
Yeah, I think there's.
I can't wait to be made anew.
There's only one. Demi. All the single fellas out here can agree with me on this. There's only so much wife material out there. And so that's what Melinda is made of and remade again.
Yes, she's made of brains that just love Seinfeld. Uh-huh. Now that's wife material.
That's wife material.
Wife her immediately, boys.
Yeah.
If she like her the Star Wars, put a ring onto it.
When a girl likes Star Wars, the thing that really gets me going is a girl liking the most popular media property of all time.
Yeah.
That's how I know she's a freaking nerd and strange.
Yeah, and I know she's doing it for me as well.
Yeah.
But here's the one thing I want to know about Melinda as well.
Yeah.
Does she have a sister?
Oh, because honestly, looking at that, I'm wondering if you got another pot of that slag to pour on me.
But not the same slag, because I don't want to fuck your wife. But also, do you think when Melinda, are they going to, if they have kids, does he have to make a mold of Melinda with, another mold cavity where her womb would be?
I think he'd chuck the mold in with her, yeah.
Mm.
And then every day. But that's just what the kind of stuff that an honest working blue-collar guy does down at the spreadsheet factory.
Yeah, I know that.
Mm.
I've known a lot of them.
Yeah. If there's one thing we know, it's hard, honest
hard.
Work here.
Hard wife.
Hard metal hard, wife. Hard metal unforgiving wife.
Yes. Which I put it in.
Yes.
I put it in there.
I love the idea of someone at the spreadsheet factory finishing up work and going to sitting on a big girder or something.
A girder?
Yeah. Or is that the word for it? That iron thing floating in the air that all construction workers used to have
there. It's like a steel beam.
Yeah. They're jumping on a steel beam and eating their, I don't know, caviar and truffle sandwich or
well,
whatever it is.
Well, they actually don't bring the caviar and truffle sandwich. They bring the mold for it to work.
Of course. All right. Shift's over. Lunch shift starting. Everything they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course you got to turn up to work early because you got to forge your time card to punch in with.
you gotta forge the gloves that you're gonna use to
And honestly, sometimes I'm amazed I get home at all because I do have to get to work real early to forge the car I'm
that
gonna
I get
drive
to work
there with.
In. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you gotta go to work.
Yeah.
Make the car.
Yeah.
Mail it home.
Uh huh.
Walk home.
Yeah.
Get in the car.
Did you see? He's forging his letter of resignation.
Oh, he's 2 week notice. Well, let me forge a new calendar with that date marked off. This is so stupid.
Yeah, and they, you know, they can't cash their checks.
Really?
Yeah. Did you know that?
Why?
Because they go to the bank and the bank says this check is forged,
oh.
And I can't take it and turn it into money because it's a fake check. Because you work at the spreadsheet factory.
That's good.
Yeah, you get it?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
gonna be
yeah.
If it's a fake one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah? I got something for you, Demi.
What?
This is from fleshmods.com.
I know.
Yeah, good.
I could see it in your eye.
Yeah. Well, I was winking that in Morse code.
I know.
This is from fleshmods.com. This is called Mr. Limpy Mod. So
Mr.
are you
Limpy?
Familiar with Mr. Limpy?
Is that not Mr. Limpet?
No, I don't know
who's
what Mr.
a fish
Limpet
man.
Is.
I think he went into the sea and he spent so much time there he turned into a fish and fell in love with a fish, even though he had a wife on land.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that's how the movie goes, having not seen it and only heard references to it occasionally about 10 years ago.
I mean, I trust you.
Well, are you looking it up?
No.
Oh.
I was looking up a photo of Mr. Limpy.
Okay, can you look
to...
up Mr. Limpet? I would sure. like to know how close I got.
Sure thing. All right, let's look
no,
up
no, no, he's
Mr.
a sea thing. Tom?
Yeah, but the sea
Tom?
Is right by the shore.
He's a sea, Tom?
The sea is right by the shore. Mr. Limpet. Okay.
Sea thing.
Yeah, he's a sea thing.
A cunt
thing.
We're Australian.
Whoa.
What?
Hey, here's the Wikipedia article about this. I haven't clicked on it yet.
Okay.
This is the link. Huh. The Incredible Mr. Limpet is a 1964 American live-action / animated comedy film produced by Warner Brothers and based on the 1942 novel Mr. Limpet by Theodore Pratt. It is about a man named Henry... It is about a man named Henry Limpet who turns into a talking fish resembling a tilefish and helps the U.S. Navy locate and destroy Nazi submarines.
But he does fall in love, right? And he forgets his wife?
Yeah, it looks like he falls in love with a female fish called Ladyfish. He gives her the name Ladyfish because she doesn't understand what names are. Yeah, and then at the end of it, he swims off with Ladyfish. Huh.
Pretty
Very
sure
cool.
Pretty sure he had a wife on land and he just forgot about it.
Oh my God.
What?
So, Limpet has a wife.
Yeah.
And
what
then,
did I have said that to you at least 3 times in the past 10 minutes.
Yeah, but you left out the Nazi thing. So I was like, oh, surely she's like messing up something here. But Limpet has a wife. Then he falls into the water, turns into a fish. His wife assumes he drowned. And then he falls in love with Ladyfish.
This is how I explain the movie to you.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen it. And I explained it perfectly. And you are taking the credit by reading a Wikipedia page.
I mean, you did leave out the fact that it has Nazis in it.
And... aren't we all grateful?
Yeah, you're right. We need to stop platforming these guys. So the Mr. Limpy is...
Be impressed with me!
It's so good. You're so smart.
Thank you, but ugly.
Okay. So this is a big fake penis they used to make. The Fleshlight
Mr.
Company. Mr. Limpy.
And
Mr. Limpy.
And if you put the penis in the sea.
Uh-huh. It'll turn into, I guess, hopefully just a fish will grow on the end of it and it'll just be a fish with a big human dick.
Just a wet penis.
Yeah. That's their secret ingredient to make a wet penis. Just like a normal one in
yeah,
the sea.
Well, it falls in love with lady wet penis and then they swim off together. Forgets his land wet penis.
Yep. Of course, the wet penis is in love with another wet penis.
Yeah.
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 It's a gorgeous story.
And what kind of wet thing do you think he's finding for
so
the
this
troops?
This is a product, Demi. It's called Mr. Limpy, and it's a big fake penis made out of the same material that fleshlights are made out of. And this is on a on fleshmods.com.
Hang on, wait.
Yes.
I'm assuming.
Yes.
Is this for people with flaccid fetishes?
This is purportedly supposed to be a gag gift. Yes. On this page, indeed, on fleshmods.com/Mr-Limpy-mod, they say, supposedly Mr. Limpy's purpose is just a gag or prank gift, as it is too limp and flimsy to be used as a dildo. But seeing that it is a completely solid piece of fleshlight material, it looks like with a little modification, it can be turned into something similar to a fleshlight sleeve. So this is one of those situations where you, the sculptor, look at a block of marble and see the big pussy that you can fuck inside the marble and just have to take the steps.
So this person's idea is that you buy Mr. Limpy the gag gift.
Yes.
Instead of buying a fleshlight and just fuck the inside of the limp penis?
I'm so glad you asked. Because you're pretty much there, but there's certain things about this process that are evading you so far.
Okay.
The thought enters the mind. What if I puncture a small hole through the middle of this thing? That would essentially be a super tight fleshlight since it's made of the same material. Boy, I bet my dick would really like that. And so what this guy then...
And does it?
Well, what they do here...
Why is this the podcast?
I mean...
It wasn't meant to be... When we came up with the podcast, it wasn't meant to be just rancid.
Well, I mean, what are we?
Yeah.
You know?
True.
Like, sure, we can try and talk about other things.
But we won't.
Yeah, exactly. We can do a clean thing after this if you want. If you want to avoid it.
No, I want to talk about this.
All right. So, we use a narrow rod to just puncture a hole through Mr. Limpy. Here is Mr. Limpy in all its glory. It's a big, thick hog.
Okay.
And here is the person using essentially a... thick metal coat hanger that they've unraveled to poke a hole in the back of in the base
of
the penis.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it.
Well, and that's good because at this point the person echoes the fact that this probably doesn't feel great to look at because what they say here is it may look a little gay, but looks are not what's important here.
Oh, my God.
Fellas, is it gay to fuck a big dick like a pussy? Fellas, is it gay to buy this big soft dick and fuck it like it's a pussy?
It's just unnecessary. Why does he?
So as far as I can tell, there's a money argument here, which is that the Mr. Limpy went for about $15 to $20, or $15 to $25, and like a fleshlight would cost you around $99 to $100.
Yeah, and so what they've done, Mr. Limpy's just going to crumble under the force of your jizz.
Not only is it super tight, but for some reason there is some texture that results from sending the wire through, and it literally feels amazing. So you got
to
put
don't have to do anything.
You have to. Necessary for you to.
Wouldn't it be amazing if, like, you're like using your fleshlight and then, like, you've just got really forceful ropes,
uh-huh.
And you like turn the rubbery bit inside out to wash it, and you just see glowing words that you've carved into the inside of it that just say like "so amazing your color in your guts and your senors."
This is how we find out.
Yeah,
yeah. That when you're inside a pussy, the veins on your dick bulge out and form characters.
Yes.
Yeah. Man, that would be so cool. I was
to
just
write with you.
What I immediately pictured was like when you come, you get like you can see the outline of Matrix code moving along your dick.
Yeah, that's what it's like. We're all in the Matrix.
What do you think about this picture? This is a picture of just a hole in the base of this big fake dick, and its captioned
I'm
is.
Sorry, I'm just had an image in my mind, and I'm so sorry.
Please.
I won't interrupt again.
No, go nuts.
The steak
this
scene.
Is, Demi, I will interrupt you here to say anything that is not this is worth talking about.
Okay, so the steak scene in the Matrix, right?
Yeah.
But Cypher is doing the same thing and he's going to eat the piece of steak, but it's just his undone pants and his hog on the table that he's cutting into. It's like, tastes pretty good to me.
Long skinny dick, yeah. I want to be famous. I want to not have any ribs.
I'd love to think about Marilyn Manson more than I do already. Because every time I do, I get such a surge of delight.
Yeah.
Every time I think about him.
That is like
awful, awful tall man.
Yes.
Not tall men are awful. He is awful and tall.
Yes. He is a very crazy person to think about. Yeah. And it's so twisted. Because like even
our insane brains couldn't even fathom it. They're twisted and twirly.
I can tell that I'm going crazy because I keep thinking about Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucking you don't even want to know what these twisted.
There's a story the kids are cool with saying that if you say Marilyn Manson into the mirror three times, you go crazy.
You go crazy.
He appears, but I don't know, he might be busy.
He appears, but then he's like, fuck, and he has to walk home.
We were talking about how if you say Bloody Mary three times into a mirror, you have to say normal Mary three times to counteract it.
Yeah, so she'll go away.
Yeah. And then normal Mary turns off. She's like, hey.
I like to be in my
Bazinga.
I like to be in my car and I just say it into the wing mirror. And I just keep driving away and I just watch her like just going running behind the car.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
She's spewing blood and I'm like, you're making a mess on the road. Driving
That's
along.
That's so funny.
Just keep accelerating.
That's so good,
I let her get so close and then I just go and just rev.
Like bullying. Like bullying a friend in high school by not letting him get in the car.
Fucking idiot.
Oh my God,
this
I love
bitch.
That.
Oh no. Oh man. I do it, right? I say Bloody Mary three times into the mirror, but I've put a chair right behind me and it has a whoopee cushion on it. And when she shows up, she's like, and then she's so embarrassed and she leaves.
Yeah. Okay. Now, are we ready? You remember your lines? Yeah. Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Are you finished with your stand here if gay sign? Oh, what?
Man, so I was at the dentist and he was like holding that little mirror in my mouth and I said it then and she was like, like right in my throat.
Yeah,
and
immediately you just crunched down.
Oh, no,
her.
Get out. She turns into a beautiful, grimy gobstopper. I'm just like, I'm going to suck you till you're small, Mary.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I do. All the layers come off. She's so sweet.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, she's been around so long. She's probably been pickling herself.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or like something else you could talk about.
That's good.
Yeah.
If you're gay, the look of the big dick on your dick may get you off. Or even if you're not gay. So really covering all the bases there. Because what men who are attracted to men love is the idea of fucking a dick in the ass.
Oh my God.
Like this guy like, huh? Oh, you fellas are going to love this one.
I wish my dick had an ass. I hate coming all the time. I wish my dick had an ass.
You buy a tiny toilet to sit your dick on. Soaking shit it's comes. We were never going to do just a normal, funny podcast.
Yeah,
there was always going to be this, and I don't understand why it has to be this way.
The hole is so tight that any fluids inside will tend to automatically be forced out one of the exits.
That's not true. It's going to get gummed up anyway.
It's funny.
Idiot.
Ejaculate will come oozing out of the penis hole like it would a real dick. Well, maybe an idea for a prank or special effects in a movie or a haunted house. These are the witch's eyes. This is her big
penis
she fucks. This is the big penis she made a hole in.
This is the witch's big drippy penis. Hack.
Yeah. This
Seen it. Not scared.
Not scared. Boo. Okay, fine. So a big drippy nose. Ah!
No!
This Mr. Limby modification can also be used with two people. Well. Having one person on the receiving end.
In a row. No, not at the same time.
Yeah.
But if you have a friend
you can volley
who is gay
it over
or
them.
Not gay.
Or not gay. Honestly, we haven't crunched the numbers, but I think fucking a big dick is something we can all enjoy.
Jesus.
Screw your wife while wearing the Mr. Limpy on your hard dick, and no. It will give her more than she can handle. No. But that is, they've already clarified that it is a big, limp dick. It's got nothing.
Exactly. I mean, I guess your dick adds, scaffolding to the inside, but it's
great. Hopefully she feels the pee on the mattress that is my penis and lost in this fucking maze that I've made inside a big, soft dick.
Tom, your dick is so small that even when we put it under 90 mattresses, that princess couldn't feel it, but she could feel the pee.
Yeah. I definitely feel only a pee.
Really? Oh, I hope she says niss.
Wait, guys, let's wait.
I don't think she's going to say it, bro.
No, I don't know. Man, there's also a mod on here for creating a spinning fleshlight by just attaching the case to a drill.
Oh, my God.
And then you can... Oh,
what?
Just a guy... is simply repeat the above instructions if you're not looking to modify your fleshlight sleeve, because you can also fit the fleshlight perfectly into a tennis ball container.
Oh, my God.
Imagine fucking something that smells like that smell.
Rubber.
Yeah, no, that smells like the new tennis ball smell. God.
It smells like a dog should be chasing it.
Yeah, it smells like I'm about to have a little bit of bonding outside of my parents.
Help, I brought the wrong tube to the lake and I just threw my fleshlight sleeve in the river. My dog will not bring it back. He says it's gay.
Please, everyone, help. I just tried to serve a fleshlight to my niece. Oh, man. Hey, let's take a break here.
The flock would just be crazy when you try and say just like that.
Because it echoes inside as well. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, we're back.
Hello.
What a thrill. What a thrill.
So full of curry.
Yeah, fuck, Thai Patong is so good.
Tastes so good.
So fucking good.
I like the vegetarian duck curry better than the actual duck.
Yeah, and it's not available from the takeout order.
No, which is very upsetting to me.
Woo, 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 woo. Boring alert.
I knew I was going to say it along with you, but yeah. I didn't want to hurt myself.
No, that was on both of us.
Yeah.
Well, I've got another thing here if you want to look at the look through this with me, Demi. You just spat whiskey everywhere.
Just laughing at you.
Yes.
If you want to look at it with me, Demi.
Demi,
do you want to look at something I found for you?
Yeah, it's normal. It's normal to be like this. I can't help that I have... We're recording this later than we have recorded some of the other ones. And so, yes, I sound like a simpleton holding out a rock. Look.
I found the bug kill machine.
Yes.
Let us use.
Okay. Shall we? Demi, would you like to look at this with me?
Yes.
Great. I was interested in following up on some old threads, Demi, following up on some old podcast favorites. And I thought, you know what? It's been a while. Why don't I check in on an activity that we had a while back? Why don't I check in on the reviews for Chris Angel Mind Freak's Las Vegas show? We've looked at it previously.
Yep.
Reviews tend to be either very undetailed and extremely positive, or the more detail they put in, the more negative they are about the show. There are multiple reviews that attest to the fact that the theater is honestly freezing. And that if you sit, people trying to give specific seat numbers saying, do not buy these tickets. We were directly underneath air conditioning. And even after we put on jackets, we were still freezing cold.
What the fuck?
Because it's in a desert, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but then why?
Yeah.
They say that studios should be cold.
Yeah. Why? Yeah, gotta get those nips out.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that everybody, so that when you're watching Drew Carey say his funny famous lines.
Yes, he has his big hard.
Because his big hard nippies.
Oh my God.
Because you got to see it through the jacket.
Yeah. Drew Carey lactate when, honestly? Looking at him on some of those shows, you're like, man, if I put a pin in you, milk would come spurting out. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Let Ryan Stiles grab a squeeze of those things. He's a big beanpole. He could use some fattening up.
Oh, my God.
Drew. Loose Drew. The grease. Release the grease, Drew.
Okay. No, right. But they do say that it should be cold.
Yeah. This is from...
You want to know why?
Yeah, I would love to.
Secret.
Okay. Well, I guess one day I'll get a job again. This is a review of Chris.
You'd love to know, though, I bet.
I would really like to know.
Yeah, but sorry.
But I've made my peace.
Secret.
Okay. This is a 1-star review of Chris Angel Mind Freak. He's his residential show, I guess. I don't know what residency. I don't know if it's a residency.
When you have a residency in Las Vegas, I would assume because he's doing it there. It's like his regular job,
like his,
right?
Yeah, it's his one thing that he does right now.
It's like at some. I don't understand those kinds of residencies because at some point,
yeah,
everyone's gonna have seen Chris Angel.
Yes, but that's the thing is, Vegas has such a heavy tourist thing that. It, you know, it can sustain multiple of these, like, huge marquee shows.
Did Cher do that? I feel like Cher did that.
Yeah, I think Britney did one as well. Like
Britney who?
Spears.
Who's that?
Okay. And there's the Mandela effect. So, this is a 2-star review from B. Lamb. It's from March 2019, but he still haven't featured it. Chris Angel wants you to love him. I had high hopes because my friend was able to see a Chris Angel show years ago, and she loved it. Nothing I have never seen before. There was this really cringy moment where the show is in mid-swing and Chris is acting like some sort of demon where everything is interrupted by a childhood cancer video. And then there was this odd dance and acrobatic segment with pictures of sick children.
What?
It was all so strange in the context of the show. Then we had to stand for the last 10 minutes while Chris begged us for screams and applause.
What?
Literally, he said he needed it.
What the fuck?
The lighting was good. But you're not going to a Chris Angel show for lighting. So this is something that comes up repeatedly. Chris Angel's son is sick.
Ooh.
And to combat that, he has put a video on childhood cancer into his show. And also he has donation buckets for his... like $150 a ticket, spectacular show. He has donation buckets for cancer research at the exit.
Hey, Chris, go home to your son.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck, Krangle?
Yeah. This one is just 1-star. It just says, freezing cold. If you want to freeze to death, definitely go check it out.
You see me immediately grab my passport and run out the front door in my slippers.
Yeah, the only thing that would make me go to faster is like, Chris Angel shot me with a gun and I'm dead. Wouldn't recommend to anyone. This is by Rob S, December 2019.
That might just be multiple Robs, babe.
Robs. Yeah, they might all
be
got
a couple
together.
Roberts. Me and the other Roberts went to the Chris Angel show.
Me and the other Roberts have been working on a review for a little while. I'm really excited for you guys to read it when it comes out.
We're doing it a letter at a time.
Yeah, all the Bobs sitting around me like, yeah, sure, Roberts. All right, better be overly formal.
All right, let's do the Robert word at a time Chris Angel review. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you first.
Okay. I
like
Chris
Angel,
but
I
didn't
like
the
Angel
that
is
on stage.
And his name is Chris. That was hyphenated.
Yeah. Wouldn't recommend to anyone. Went with my wife. Neither of us have ever seen Chris Angel's Mind Freak TV show, but thought this was meant to stand alone. It was, in our opinion, the worst show we have ever seen.
Holy shit, I want to go to Vegas so, so badly.
Well, there's never been a better time. To start with, there are probably only 7 tricks/illusions within the show,
There was a syringe on my seat marked 19. COVID.
Oh, I see. But it is padded with about 20 minutes padding to build up the trick, and then it is a tired old trick which has been seen hundreds of times before.
What is it? Does he say?
The only entertainment we found in this
was
when a crash mat was brought on stage for someone who is supposedly able to levitate himself to jump off about a 4-foot crate. And then it is awkwardly dragged off stage by one of the team in front of the crowd. So what's happened there is when Chris Angel jumps off like a 4-foot tall crate, one of the crew in clear sight of the audience drags on a crash mat, which is fair enough because he's 52 years old. But
Chris
also,
is?
Yeah.
What?
He's 52.
52 what?
He's 52 years old.
Years old?
Yeah.
He's 52 years old.
He's 52.
He's 52.
Yeah, he's 50 also.
You're stupid.
He's 52 years old.
He's 52.
Yeah, he was born in 1967. But he now only does 7 things, and then, yeah, he gets his crew to bring on a crash mat when he has to do a little jump.
Well, people, see, that is just showing a lack of confidence in your magic.
Yeah. Oh, this one's written by Richards. Every trick is... Let's buy some dicks. Doves from a piece of cloth clearly came from a box next to him. Escape from a box where the audience couldn't even see if it was closed at the back. Escape from a sack inside the box from which only the top can be seen, the bottom could be open. Most embarrassing was guessing the fears of 4 chosen women, which is clearly performed with 4 actresses. Chosen by him from the audience, sitting alone without company, absent from audience after the trick.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
It's so good. He took girls from the audience and had them bring their purses on stage. It was so long and drawn out. So I guess these are the girls who he guesses the fear of. The girls were definitely coached on what to say and what to do.
Jesus Christ, that's yeah. So funny.
And this is from Temu SS.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, this show is ridiculously insulting to human intelligence. So this is someone who I think would get mad if you did like the got your nose trick on them and could be like, well, preposterous. You couldn't possibly be in possession of my nose. That would feel a huge pain response. Basically, we're dealing with a review from Bones from the show Bones.
Yeah.
Chris yells a lot. Yes. Chris yells a lot, dances around a lot, lots of lighting effects, and the illusions are very basic and few. There is a part in the show in which he invites 4 women from the audience to share their fears and go through their purses. Honestly, they were truly bad actors and so obviously insulting to watch.
Here's a review from Chris S.
Mm.
I like the show.
Yeah, and it's hard to make, actually. Anyway, the only good part of the Chris Angel show, and here he's really disrespected by throughout writing his name with a CH and only the only good part of the Chris Angel show is the last 5 minutes of the show when he spoke about pediatric cancer. That I totally support.
Oh my god.
Then one last one here.
He does not say whether he is pro or against.
He just outlines it. He seems to think it is very strong, and I'm having trouble working out if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Worse than a children's entertainer. Went expecting to be blown away. My money is all that went up in smoke. Absolute rubbish. Who does doves from their jacket these days? Was supposed to be mind freak, was mind numbing, and left speechless with shock at how bad it was.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what? That guy's actually being really insensitive because Chris Angel is 100 trained doves, and some of them just had to clock off. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a matinee, and that meant that the doves had to switch over halfway through.
Exactly.
So some of the doves got funneled in from a tube under the floor.
No, they just flew in. So they just fly. Some of them fly away.
Yeah.
The rest of them fly in from the other side of the stage straight into the jacket.
It'd be so funny for a magician to do that fucking dove illusion, but be very scared.
Of the doves. Oh, no!
What the fuck is that? Like. Because always it's like, wow, look at this beautiful dove that I'm letting free.
Yeah.
But if it's an actual magician.
Being scared by everything, like sawing the woman in half, pulling the thing apart and seeing that it does separate and being like, oh, God. Oh, God, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who is that?
Yeah, I think Okay, I think we might be onto something here because I think Scared Magician is very funny.
Scared Magician is good, I think.
Yeah.
What's his name?
The Great Wustini.
Wustini?
Wustini. Oh, wait, no, we can do better than that.
What about, like, so there's Chris Angel.
The Amazing Wimpo.
What about...
Stephen Devil.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
You go.
No, yeah, that was pretty much it. I was trying to think of a dude's name and I couldn't think of one. I was like, what is a man's name?
Yeah.
And I was like, Jen. No, Jen is a woman's.
Hello.
Wait.
I'm Bradley God. Bradley Spooky is a good name.
Randall Demon.
At some point, the one consistent thing with it is either that this is a freezing cold, like truly freezing cold area, or that it is very strange, but the 90 minutes flew by, but was hauled back into a glacial pace by Chris's hackneyed shoehorning of an over-the-top and saccharine dedication of part of the performance to kids with cancer.
Oh, God.
This really put a big downer on the evening.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. God.
Oh, Chris, you got to not do that.
Yeah, it's a hell of a thing. You can't be doing that, Chris.
Chris.
I mean, fine, but also, like, the fact that that then ends with him begging people to stand up and clap.
Like.
Fuck, man.
Dude. I really want to go.
We can't.
I want to see it so badly, though, Tom.
It's going to be so strange to see it. It'll be like, we'll be like those people that go to Paris after having studied it for years. Then we get there and we're like, what? It's like I thought it was, but it's so different. And we'll go into a catatonic state.
Is that what happens?
Yeah. Have you not heard of that?
No. What does that mean?
Oh, man. Here, I'll look it up. I think it's called Paris syndrome. Yeah, Paris syndrome. So good. Paris syndrome is a sense of disappointment exhibited by some individuals when visiting or going on vacation to Paris who feel that Paris is not as beautiful as they expected it to be.
Yeah, well, doesn't it suck?
It's characterized by a number of psychiatric symptoms such as acute delusional states, hallucinations, feelings of persecution, derealization, depersonalization, anxiety, dizziness, tachycardia, sweating, and vomiting.
What
so
the
basically,
fuck?
If you go to Paris and it's not as nice as you always thought it was, if you're holding it up in your head, your whole body starts falling apart. It's so
good. What the fuck? Why?
Apparently it's not listed as a recognized condition in the DSM, but it is commonly viewed as a severe form of culture shock, and it is particularly noted among Japanese travelers.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, this is all on Wikipedia, but yeah.
That's so funny.
It's pretty good.
Just see all these Japanese people puking into a singular bucket.
Mm.
And they're like, no, no, I came here to be happy.
Yeah, it's, I mean, Paris does, no picture can truly get across to you how much Paris usually just reeks of piss.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
From you and others.
It's astonishing.
Yeah.
Because you're like, wow, old Bill, oh, fuck me.
Why does it smell so badly of piss?
Oh, great question. They keep pissing on it.
Ah!
They've been around this place for a long time. And whenever you piss on it, you're also stirring up like 3 centuries worth of piss that other piss has washed away. And then you're like,
You're like reigniting the piss.
Yeah.
It's like an electrical current.
Yeah.
Once there's new piss, it makes the old piss new.
Yeah, exactly. It awakens some of the old cells of the old piss. And it's like, wait, I remember when I used to smell. I still got it in me. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a very smelly place, but I did once see a super cool dude. I saw a.
Is that why they love eating cheese?
Interesting. That's what drives them to smelly foods, is to block out the reeking of
the
piss.
The piss smell, yeah.
Could be. I think that would help. Obviously, then.
Like just learning to eat, like and eat piss maybe would help as well.
Yeah, that's probably why they drink the piss, actually, now that we bring that up.
Yeah.
And also they piss everywhere, and when they're not pissing, they're pissing into their mouths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you said was when they're not pissing, they're pissing into their mouths?
Yeah. They're like, oh, okay. Well, now that I'm done pissing, I can get back to work.
Pissing. Yeah, but that was relaxation piss. This is my work piss.
Oh,
but you know,
God.
When you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like spraying a bag. It's like putting a hose on a dog. Frenchman just having his garlic realigned. I don't know what they're like. A Frenchman's teeth are like garlic cloves, right? I haven't seen one in a while.
I don't remember that being a French thing.
I feel like if I was born back in like the, I don't know, Middle Ages or something, I could have gotten that off the ground.
Having bad teeth?
No, I could have gotten the rumor that French people's teeth are cloves of garlic.
They're made out of garlic.
Yeah.
So when they bite a vampire, it turns into a Frenchman.
Yeah, which is much worse. I mean, good gracious. I mean, at least the vampire, you know where his hands are, you know?
Yeah.
They're up. They're up and above. They're doing that creepy thing where he goes like, whoa.
Yeah.
Frenchman, ooh, guard the small of your back.
But a vampire can like turn into a bat and a Frenchman turns into like a fucking horny ocelot that's just running around behind you like,
yeah.
Let me. Let me. Yeah, that's all it says.
Oh, fuck. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let me.
Let me. Are we just making like factory second Pepe Le Pew?
Yes.
Pepe Le Pew is a dog or whatever.
Pepe Le Pew was a skunk, right?
Yeah.
That loves a cat.
Mm-hmm. And the skunk had like a, the cat had a white strip painted on it.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is that like, you know what's weird is Pepe Le Pew was a skunk.
Yeah.
And I don't ever think he did like a skunk cloud.
Huh. Well, we're not really familiar with it, right?
I remember watching a lot of Pepe Le Pew cartoons and I never remember them making him do a skunk stink.
Huh. Interesting.
Is it?
I guess not, but I think it's maybe unexplored. Maybe we should bring that. Maybe that's our the key to our edgy reboot of Pepe Le Pew. Pepe Le Pew 2020, baby. He understands consent and he reeks. He stinks now.
He's chasing the woman, but he's doing it to give back her train ticket that she dropped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wants her to get home safe.
No, please. And also, there's another woman in the show. And they have a conversation that's not about Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah.
At least every episode.
Yeah.
Like, so this weather, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't really enjoy it because I've been chased around by this guy. Oh, I'm sorry. Can we cut? I got to start again. I'm on a... I closed all the tabs I had open and I got taken back to Let's Talk. Thank you. Well, anyway, I found myself back on the page of letstalksex.net and the page How to Use a Fleshlight.
Oh, how do you do it?
Well, there's about 11 ways to do it that they've posted here. Currently, I'm on number 5, which is, of course, jam the fleshlight into a shoe.
Wait, what about that? What? Imagine, like, so I'm a guy, right?
Yeah.
I'm reading that article. And I'm
lucky me.
No, but look, right?
Yeah.
So I'm reading it, and it's like, how to use a fleshlight. Okay. And I scroll down, and it says, okay, take out your penis. And I go, my what? And I look down and go,
when did you get here?
Hey, kid. It's smoking and clicking its fingers and walking towards me.
Again, in our great ambition to keep pitching animated shows, we're now doing Big Mouth. All right, there's 7 ways to use a fleshlight in here.
One of them is penises talk to them. I remember the pussy talking.
I can't remember much of Big Mouth.
Yeah.
It's kind of slid off my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't have any wrinkles on my brain. All the ideas can just kind of slide off like water off a duck's back.
Yeah, well, you just got a duck for a brain. I think you're overlooking the duck face that's on your brain, so you just think it's smooth.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I mean, I do love that.
I know.
I do love having a duck poke out of my head, and its body is what I used to think.
When you dream, you would not
make an egg.
When you dream, you would not believe the racket of quacking that I can hear.
Yeah.
It is awful.
Man, I just did an episode of another podcast before we started this one.
Sorry, guys. We just have to pause. The fuck did you just say?
It was just an episode of We Told Your Mother. We Will Tell Your Mother. We Had It All. It's that podcast with Hastings.
It was recorded?
Yeah. Yeah. Babe, I don't know what to tell you.
Fuck.
You've been on the podcast as well.
Fuck.
Okay.
And they recorded mine.
Yes.
What the fuck is going on?
You knew this.
We're open? You're striking my leg with your sock. Get off.
You like it.
No, it's fucking weird.
You like it a
don't
lot,
touch
actually.
It. Don't touch my legs.
Okay. I'm going to. But That's great. You're just pulling your hoodie up and showing me your pussy. Great.
It's covered.
Okay.
It's covered in underwear. Mm. Tell them.
It's covered in underwear.
This will get cut out.
I feel
chubby.
I was on podcast with Hastings, who is the dumbest man. And he was like, obviously, like he had the ambition to start the podcast off himself. And I'm only telling this because I don't know if it'll make the edit on theirs. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, then I've got one as well after this.
Okay, great.
His wife only owns hot pink Smeg appliances. All of their appliances are Smeg and they're hot pink.
Oh, man. That's funny. I mean, hey, you know, it's a high quality brand.
It's so expensive. I was at the shops today with my friend B, and we went past a like fucking Harvey Norman or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. And like walked past the window and they had Dolce & Gabbana styled Smeg appliances.
Oh my God.
Can you just look it up? Look up the cake mixer.
D&G
cake mixer Smeg. No, it has to be Smeg.
Yeah. I got it. Holy shit. Oh my God. It's $1,900.
Yep.
Whoa.
And it looks like electric Cinco de Mayo.
Absolutely.
It's so ugly.
It looks so ugly that I'm like, it actually looks good.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then they were like, anyway, it's $2,000.
Yes.
And it's a fucking stand mixer.
Yes. It's, oh my God, they do a whole line of it, Demi. You could get the ugliest toaster in the world.
I saw the ugly toaster. I saw the ugly blender.
Oh, for only $900, we could have a toaster.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
I like Smeg, though. I like the regular Smegs, like the, just like, you know, when they have like the light green toaster, and I'm like, that looks sick.
Yeah, that's a nice product.
Looks like a VW Bug.
Yes.
just some bread driving around.
Anyway, on this podcast, Hastings was like, Hastings obviously had set himself the goal of like,
oh yeah, the dumbest man on earth.
Yes.
The little bitch. And I'm going to kick into the sun.
Yeah, that's him. He was like, okay, honk that record button, Jamie. And then Jamie pressed the record button. And then there was just like this little bit of a pause. And Hastings was like, what's your guys' favorite animal that goes honk? Huh? And Rosie Piper was like, well, I guess it's the goose. It's pretty much just the goose, dude. And Hastings was like, no, ducks too.
Oh, and we're like, God, dude, Hastings, ducks, come don't on, bro. Honk, you
can't
idiot.
Be fucking up that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Just
what
be like,
he's so stupid.
Like, it's just, it's, I don't know what's going on there. Like, it's just a will to be talking. Anyway, it really cracked me up.
Anyway, when I went to record that podcast, I got in there and Rosie, like, said, like, you could tell she had something on her mind. And I was like, what's up? And she's like, I'm just wondering how long it's going to take for Hastings to put on the pink cowboy hat and pick up the bass. I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, what if you
walked
in
today and he was playing the bass?
I was like, what if he walks in and I am wearing the pink hat and playing the bass and say there's a new shithead in town? Fucking loser.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyway, another way to fuck the fleshlight, you can mount it to an iPad. It's called a launch pad. I think the goal of it is that you put porno on the iPad and then you thrust back and forth into the iPad while it's playing the porno and you're like, but it wouldn't look like you're fucking the lady in the porno.
No.
It's just like you're fucking a TV.
Fucking a telly.
Oh, God. That's
anyway, you ever wanted to bone a leapfrog computer? That's basically it.
Yeah. Just putting it, like, slotting my fleshlight into the CD drive of my old Windows computer.
Doing, like, a plank. You're just pressing the eject button over and over so it just kind of squanches your dick in the middle.
Yeah, making
like
sure
it's like your dick's corseted.
Yeah. Yeah, my dick is that hourglass figure that all the ladies crave.
I like your dick's beautiful cleavage.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. This is the balls. Man, I wish my pubes were. I should straighten my pubes.
Okay.
I want my dick to look like a Ramon.
A remote. Anyway,
yeah,
that's been BigSoftTitty.png.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We've got our merch. Please go to my Big Cartel's Demi Lardner Cool Business.
Yeah, baby.
BigCartel.com. You can get our hat. We've got our pins and stuff.
And here you can see, Demi, this guy has bought a an array of fleshlights and then also just a big dildo and then a pair of tits with a pussy in the middle.
Oh, that's cool.
Do you like that?
Yeah, actually, that's really good.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry about how filthy this one is, and that's a retroactive apology for all the other episodes as well.
Yeah, this one being this podcast with us on it, like all of the episodes.
Yes, 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 yes.
So...
this is very funny. Someone's posted boobs with pussy in the same model. That's weird. And then the cry laughing face. But then Jason T, 6'13", has replied, weird but interesting.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.